Jake Wood. He is the co-founder of Team Rubicon. He joins us this morning to talk a little bit about how you can give back and also help out for those folks who are dealing with disasters and even a year later, the impact of some of the hurricanes. Jake, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. Good morning.
Yeah, Bruce, thanks for having me on.
All right, let's first by talking to people, explain what Team Rubicon is all about.
Yeah, so Team Rubicon is a nonprofit organization, and we recruit military veterans and retrain them for disaster response. So we have a network of about 100,000 volunteers across the U.S., most of them military veterans, and we are sending them into communities both in the U.S. and around the world to help them respond to and recover from disasters.
And I understand this time around we're talking because we started getting into sort of the hurricane season that's upon us now, the summer weather. Last year, kind of a tough one for those victims of the hurricanes, but they still need our help. Explain that.
Yeah, well, I mean, think about the last couple of years. I mean, 2 years ago in 2017, we had hurricanes Harvey, Irma, Maria, in Houston, Florida, in Puerto Rico. I mean, those communities are still completely devastated by the impacts of those. And then last year was really no different. You had Hurricane Florence in North Carolina. You had Hurricane Michael, which basically wiped out the entire Florida panhandle. And as we come, 2 years later, less than 40% of Americans can even tell you what state Hurricane Harvey hit, let alone do they understand that, literally hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people are still displaced, still living in inadequate housing, still living in transitional housing, and looking for, their community to really help them get back on their feet and on the road to recovery.
So explain to me how beef jerky is going to help this cause.
Well, what doesn't beef jerky help? No, we've been partnering with Jack Links for 2 years now on this Fueling the Frontlines campaign. And the focus is really making sure that we have the resources we need to continue the long-term recovery efforts after the spotlight fades, after the cameras go away. And so every year on National Jerky Day, which is June 12th, mark your calendar, Jack Links runs a campaign called Fueling the Frontlines. And for every bag of beef jerky that's purchased in-store or online, they'll donate a bag to help feed our first responders and volunteers in these communities. And they'll also match dollar-for-dollar contributions that are donated through the website. And the focus, again, is really on not just providing us with the resources we need, but shedding light on this long-term recovery effort, moving the spotlight back onto these communities in the years, or the months after, the camera fades.
Jake, once you get your volunteers into a community, typically how long do they stay? What kind of things do they do?
Well, every situation is different. Every community is different. Every disaster is different. During the response phase, we'll move in, within 24 hours sometimes, and we'll stay for as long as 10 weeks, 12 weeks. If we're going to conduct a long-term recovery in that area, meaning if we're going to actually go in and help rebuild the homes that have been destroyed, we can be there for years. We're still rebuilding homes in Houston after Hurricane Harvey. We're still rebuilding homes in Immokalee, Florida after Hurricane Irma.
How do these efforts get coordinated? Anytime there's some sort of a disaster, you have sort of the government involved, there's sort of service agencies that come in to help the people immediately. How does all of it happen even years later so it's still coordinated and it creates a positive effort?
Yeah, well, coordination is certainly key. Coordination helps everybody optimize their resources and tries to the greatest extent possible, mitigate waste, because these resources are pretty limited. It's all coordinated through various committees. So the long-term recovery efforts, they go through things called long-term recovery groups. It's basically all the different organizations, both governmental and non-governmental, they get around the table, they discuss, who needs what services can be provided, and then they really start to coordinate the execution component of it. I'd love to tell you that it's a seamless process. It certainly isn't, but we're really talking about pretty chaotic situations that are pretty resource constrained. So you have a lot of great people doing their best efforts. And again, sometimes this can take 3 to 5 years to get a community even approaching normal once again.
What kind of tech solutions I see as part of the circles you have for that military veterans, you talk about first responders, and then there's the tech solutions. What kind of things do you bring that might be people might not know about?
Well, we use a lot of interesting technology platforms, ranging from ArcGIS platforms, so interesting like multi-layer mapping systems that we partner with satellite imagery providers on. We're also using a lot of big data. So, you know, the government has a lot of information through, say, the census and understands where vulnerable populations are, you know, people that are living at or below the poverty line, elderly populations, people, you know, perhaps with handicaps. And this creates this vulnerability index. And so we can, you know, combine that data set with other data that we're collecting after disasters to really make sure that we're directing our efforts to people that need it most.
Once the cameras go away, you guys are still there, right?
Yeah. You know, this is really about getting people back on their feet, you know, and it's, you know, the sensation of a tornado might last 1 or 2 days, but the recovery is going to last months, if not years.
If people want to find out more about helping out, where's a good place to get details on this?
Yeah, so if people are interested in learning more about fueling the front lines, they can go to jacklinks.com/our cause. A lot of great information on there about Team Rubicon, about the promotion, and about, you know, a lot of great statistics and information about the long tail or the long-term recovery effort that these communities are going through.
What do you find from the military veterans, the folks that have served and now are doing this, how that helps them even into their transition back into the civilian world?
Well, you know, I think there's two things. One, these veterans have a ton of skill, a ton of leadership potential that they gained from the military that they can apply in this. But what's interesting is you give these men and women a new mission, and suddenly they find this renewed sense of purpose and community that really helps them just kind of re-energize as they, you know, find their fit back in communities after their time in service.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
Jake Wood joining us this morning from Team Rubicon, talking about the National Jerky Day, by the way, is on the 12th. And so the folks at Jack Links is doing their part to help out support in this great effort.